nowadays is that even as we deal with this as adults, how it's different for us, we're not dealing with peer pressure as much, but now we're dealing with our decisions at work, finances and stuff like that, you know, being ethical in how we deal with stuff. So it's not so much a peer pressure, but now it's more of us making the right decisions. Because now our decisions not only just don't just affect us, they affect the ones, the lives that's connected to us. You know? So now it touches me in a different way than it used to touch me as a young man. You know? And I think that's a part as well. So here it talks about, in the next verse, seek wisdom, verse 20 of it. It says, and I'm going to read verse 20, and it says, wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open square. She cries out in the chief concourse at the opening of the gates of the city. She speaks her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in the scorner, in the scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my reproof. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you, and I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded. Because you disdain all my counsel and would have none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. When your terror comes like a storm, and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despise my reproof. Therefore, they shall eat the fruits of their own way and be filled with the full of their own fancies. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me, let me read that again. Because, you know, when what is put out there, it erases everything that came before. It says, but whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. Man, this is why this chapter of scripture is so important in this day. Because we're going to be facing a time that we've never faced before. And we're going to need the knowledge of God. Because the things that we're going to see are going to look so tempting. It's going to look so appealing. It's going to be so many people chasing after it. That if you don't have the wisdom of God and the Spirit of God on the inside of you, that you're going to think that's the way to go. You know how we was in the street. Everybody we knew, I know in my neighborhood, everybody I knew, they was out there hustling. They was out there doing things that they weren't supposed to do. But that's all I seen. And when it's all you see, you think that's the right thing to do. Or you think that's the way to go. Or you don't know no other way. But if you have the knowledge and the wisdom of God, you know there's another way to go. You know, now we can rely on that. Now we can look at our lives now and say, okay, there's something different. There's something more to life than what we see in this environment that we're in. And that's what we're going to have to stand on in these coming days, because what we're going to see out there is going to try to draw us to it. And we got to have the knowledge and the wisdom of God in order to be able to dwell safely in him and not the things of this world. So, share time with me, and this is for you. Share time with me when you follow wise advice in the outcome. And I know we had a conversation last week at the men's fellowship, you know, but give me an example of a time that you followed, you heard some wise counsel and you followed it, and what was the outcome?
Share a time when I went to school to get my CDLs. When I was in school, and as soon as I got there, I was uncomfortable and I was ready to run back to what I was used to. And I listened to some wise counsel, which was you and a few others, saying, like, you know, don't run back to what you're used to. If you want something different, you have to do something different. And the outcome was good, and it wouldn't have been the same if I ran and went back to what I was used to.
You know, and that's so important, because too often the enemy try to put obstacles in our way to make us turn back instead of pressing forward, you know. And I can relate to that, because some of the decisions that I had to make, even when I left my job in 2016 to go into ministry, that was a tough place for me. I'm like, Lord, how I'm going to take care of my family? I just got a house. How this is going to work out? How that's going to work out? All I heard from him was, who you going to trust? That's all I heard was, who you going to trust? And that's the part that we got to be able to trust the Spirit of God, who spoke to us just like he spoke to you and told you to take that trip to California, because it was a bigger picture that you couldn't fully see yet. But he gave you a glimpse of what it looked like, because that's what inspired you to move forward in the first place. You know, and what happens is, because the enemy throws those obstacles in our way, sometimes we get nervous, because we don't know fully what's on the other side. We got a glimpse of it, but we don't know what's fully on the other side. You know, and sometimes that stops us from moving forward, you know, and this just came to me. Just think about relationships. How many times you've been in a relationship, or I ain't going to say how many times, or you've been in a relationship that seemed good, but because of some past experiences, you didn't put your all into it to go to that next level, because you didn't really know what to fully expect on the other side. You know, and sometimes that, we talked about this in last week, fear freezes every available resource. And we get stuck, you know, and that's what I want to tell the people out there today, that don't allow yourself to get stuck, because you got that uncertainty. If God gave you a vision for it, he gonna give you the necessary tools to overcome any obstacle that you gotta face, you know. You was talking to me earlier about that reverence, and I was sharing with you that the reverence, it talks about that in verse, about the fear of the Lord, and it was in verse 7, the fear of God, and it says here, I'm going to turn to that verse, because this is a verse that we had a discussion on last week, and people get that misconstrued when we talk about fear. And it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. You know, and we were talking about that fear, you know, and that fear is not the fear that the world tells you, like you see a scary movie, you fear, you don't want to turn off your lights because you're scared. That's not the fear that God wants you. He wants you to have a reverence. You know, that same reverence that you have for your parents. You know, that something that you want to do in front of them, you know, that's the reverence God wants you to have. You know, and that's that fear that God wants you to have. You want your parents to see you in that light. And that's what God wants us to have, that reverence, that we have that reverence for him, that we want him to see us doing anything outside of what we know we were taught better. You know, man, that's that same fear we have in our parents, that we don't never want them to see us doing something that we know they taught us better.
And that just reminds me of what you said last week about that pearl. When they give you a glance of that, it makes you your decisions and make you, you're not scared. Like you said, it's a different kind of fear. You want better, so you don't want to set yourself short.
Yes, yes. You're willing to give up everything because you know how valuable that pearl is. You're willing to sell everything because that pearl has so much value. And that's what God wants us to have in our relationship with him. You know, recognizing the value of that relationship. You know, and that's why I say having this knowledge, having this understanding of who God is and who we are to him.
I say that's important because if you don't know who you are, what you want, you'll set yourself short a lot because there's no bigger picture.
Yes.
There's no bigger picture, but when you see a bigger picture, like almost like finding your purpose, you won't set yourself short. Holy Spirit, I can just keep feeding into you and keep telling you, like, this is for you, no matter how many other people say it's not. You're going to know.
Let me ask you this, because we talked about an opportunity that you took the wise counsel. Give me a time when you did that you heard some wisdom, but you thought you had a better understanding of what you was walking into.
Yeah, that's a big one, right?
I would say a decision I made with my purchase and a sports car a lot. Years back I purchased a sports car and I knew I shouldn't have gone. Rather than them told me I shouldn't have what I did. And it backfired on me because I wasn't ready for it. And I thought I was. And it ended up costing me a lot more than what I gained from it.
Wow.
But I learned from it.
Say that again.
But I learned from it.
There you go. You know, and that's the big part. That's the greatest part in the blessings of God.
And there's a lot of people twice my age that they don't have the knowledge or the experience or the wisdom to learn from it and still going through the same thing. So I'm happy I got up to be young, which I'm still not perfect. I'm still trying to. I got out of that.
You know, and that's important. See, God is not looking for us to be perfect, he's just looking for us to be better. You know, and by you learning that lesson, see, that's an experience you ain't got to worry about happening. Don't do it again. You know, like you said, you know many other brothers who are still going through that same process over and over again. And there's some who might not even get another chance because that experience took them under.
Our experience is when you learn from it, you got to be thankful because God's not going to give you nothing you're not ready for.
Yes.
And if I didn't go through that yet, I would still be chasing a car and things I can't afford and fast life and all that, and I would be blocking my blessings from other opportunities because I'm still stuck in this phase of my life where I haven't grown and I can't get the other things that's ready.
Yes. You know, and I tell you often, I'm excited to see the future where we'll be looking back at where you came from 2-3 years and be like, yo, look at things now, you know, and not that it's just for yourself, that those blessings, those situations are going to be blessed. blessings for your children. You know, because you're creating new opportunities for them where they don't have to struggle because you're giving them a firm foundation that you didn't have. You know, and that's what this life is about. You know, that's what this life is about, man. And that's why it's so important. So let's talk about the call and the rewards of wisdom. And I read that first verse of chapter 2, well, verse 19, verse 20. We're going to go to, I read to 33. We already read that. So let's reflect on some of that right there as far as the wisdom of God, because there's some things that God wants us to get out of here. Because, see, God emphasizes the reward of seeking wisdom, the active pursuit of seeking wisdom. And in verse 2:4, chapter 2, verse 4, it says here, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand and fear the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. And he is a shield for those who walk upright. He is a guard of the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. You know, in this here verse, in this passage of scriptures, it talks about the effort to search for the treasure. And we talked about that pearl, that when you find that pearl, that you willing to give up everything else. You might have had other little pearls that was nice, but now you found that pearl that has so much value that you ain't willing to give up anything for that. You know what I'm saying? I think about my relationship with my wife right now, you know, and see, the enemy will tempt you with stuff that look good. But you gotta recognize the value of the pearl that you have. You know, and too often we don't recognize the value of what we have. And we look at what looks good, but don't really have no quality. You know, and that's what God is talking about, that wisdom and that understanding, being able to recognize what you have. And too often we give up what we already have for something we don't have, and that's what the enemy. We dealing with stuff that Adam and Eve had to deal with from the beginning. Adam and Eve had everything they ever needed right there before them. But the enemy told them, made them believe or made her believe that what she had, God was holding out, it wasn't enough. He didn't give her everything. And it allowed her to tempt herself when she ate bit of the apple. And that's what we often do in this world. And this is where that misinformation that we're dealing with right now, ain't it funny that what we're dealing with right now, misinformation, is the same thing Adam and Eve had to deal with in the garden? Misinformation. And the only way it becomes misinformation is you don't know. And that's why having a knowledge and a relationship with God is so important, because if you know you have a spirit of discernment and you're tapped into who God said you are, and it's not about knowing the whole Bible, but it's being able to tap into the spirit of God where you know, where you get that inkling feeling that ain't right. And you don't move because you know that ain't. It ain't worth the possibilities of what you can lose. You know, and I think that's so important. Let me ask you this. How has wisdom
protected you from harm. How has the wisdom of some of the experiences that you've been through but have protected you from harm to this point right now? Give me one. Give me some. And I ask you this because there's some things that some people out there, even myself as a young man, experienced and went through and didn't realize it was the wisdom from the experiences and the people who spoke into my life that protected me from the harm and the covering of God and prayer over my life.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense. You know, and even as you were talking about earlier today with the decision to go get your CDL and that trial of that experience and that you continue to press on in spite of, because it could have been easy for you to throw in that towel, you know, but you trusted God and you believe in what you came out there for a purpose and a reason, and that propels you with the encouragement from others, the right people in your life, because it could have been easy. You could have spoke to someone and be like, man, listen, I'm going to deal with that. I'm out of here. You pay that, I'll get my money back and be out, you know?
And it's funny because you be in certain situations where you have no other choice but to listen, but to be patient. And through some experiences, you learn. And me being patient and learning through the unknown then, it's helped me with, like I said, my today. So me wanting things to go how I wanted to go, having to sit there and fight, still getting through it, to strengthen my faith. So the things I go through now, I go through it differently, with a different understanding that God's timing is better than my timing. So instead of me complaining about why it's not happening now, it's more just, what can I learn from why it's not happening now? Because I know it's just a delay, because eventually I'm going to see through it.
You know, I love that. And you know, if you can you open up your mind? Open up your Bible to chapter 2, verse 10. Can you read verse 10 and 11 for me? Because that speaks so much to what you just spoke about, you know.
It said, "For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding and discernment will guard you."
You know, and here in my Bible it says, it says discretion will preserve you and understanding will keep you. Discretion will preserve you and understanding will keep you. You know, and that discretion is that patience.
And it speaks for itself, because when people don't have the understanding, you can see why they can be very impatient. It's a lot. Like, cause I used to be the same way. I'm still going through the same thing today. Man, I'm getting better at it, but some things, if they don't seem right, or if I feel like I got to force it, or feel like if it's a rush, I kind of don't want to do it how I used to, because the enjoyment, the peace, and it's not the same.
Yes,
it's not the same.
You know, I was thinking about when we were talking a couple of weeks ago, and you were going through a transition, you know, and I was saying sometimes God has to work on us in some areas before he can elevate us to another area, because His goal is for us not to fail, you know. And I was talking to you about patience, you know, being patient and allow it to work itself out.
And I won't cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I forget. But I want to say, understanding God's timing and walking with God, it'll help you understand you and your path and the pearl that He gave you, because you'll stop blaming the world for this and this person for that and this for that. If you understand that it's really personal, it's what can I work on within myself. And if it is somebody else, it's still you, because why are you around that person? Yes. If you know that's if that's a person that's going to bring you down or make you react a certain way, or even if it's you and them, whatever. It's just a different understanding. You won't blame nobody else around you. It's more personal within what do I have to work on? I'm not this level because I have something to work on within me, not because of this person and that person and this job, this and that. It's what do I have to work on so I can get to this level?
Yes. And you know, and that's the part where the enemy tries to keep us bound, because he wants us to blame someone else. He wants us to give the power and authority to someone else when the real power and authority is us. See, God told us He gave us dominion. He gave us dominion over the things of the earth. He gave us dominion over this flesh. We're the dirt. We're the thing of the earth. He didn't give nobody else dominion over you. And see, the enemy wants us to believe that someone else has dominion over us. And in our own head and our own feelings and what we think, we want to play the blame game. And I can remember that even as a young man, even getting in trouble and not having my dad in my life and want to blame, if I had my dad in my life, how my life would be different. God placed men in my life to show me what it is to be a man, good and bad. It's about me making a decision of the type of man I want to be. You know, and I tell the kids here all the time, I say, don't give nobody else no power over you. I said, you give them power over you when you start blaming them for what you did. You know, and that's what we got to take that power and that authority back. You know, and that's why I say in this time right now, it's important for us to know who we are and be able to tap into the Spirit of God, because there's going to be so much misinformation out there that we're going to be caught up in what we feel, what we think, and the enemy is going to use those things to nudge us in the wrong direction. And that's the part where we're going to have to really stand on who God has called us to be. And not a lot. And I'm not saying to bow down. I'm saying we got to be able to stand up for truth. You know, and not bend to the lies and not be moved by the lies. You know, and not react in our feelings and in our flesh, because it's easy for us to get caught up in that. You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about in Proverbs. Here it says to deliver you from, verse 12 says, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who lead the path of uprightness, to walk in the way of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil, who delight in the diversities of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth, and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death. None who go to her return, nor do they regain their path of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness, to keep to the path of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land,
and the blameless will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. Amen. And look, down here in my Bible, it says destroyed. It says destroyed. Man, we have to be careful. And see, that's when we talk about valuing the pearl. Valuing the pearl, not just the pearl, the pearl that you are.
We got a question on stage.
You just read that question, Bob, and I just want to add a little clarification to some of it, because when you're reading the word, sometimes the terminology, if you haven't matured something, it may not come through clearly. So that word refers to her, the woman, she, meaning the female. And God's really not talking about the gender female. What God is saying to us, male and female, is that when we lead ourselves to the lust of the flesh, that we, because, you know, because Adam was taken from God, but Eve was taken from the flesh of Adam. So when he refers to the woman here, or the female, or the she, he's talking about the lust of the flesh, meaning how we give in to the carnalness of what our body is telling us, or our mind is telling us, and not listening to what the word of God is telling us to do. And every time we do that, we fall into these things that is listed here. So I just want to make sure for someone who might be listening may think, oh, I don't follow no woman. I'm letting a woman lead me like that. We're not talking about a female gender. We're talking about your flesh that will lead you into lust, into evilness, into bitterness, into desired places that God didn't tell you to go. Meaning into death and destruction.
Yes. You know, and I think that's so important, because too often, and we were just talking about that as far as that giving power and authority to things outside of ourselves. And even ourselves, because of what we feel and what we think. We got another question. You could come on up to the mic and share your thoughts. That's so powerful, because too often, and that's what we talk about. That's what we talk about. When you find it, you recognize the value, you know, and you found it in the Word. And that's what that parable was about. You know, the Word of God was the pearl. And that man was willing to give up everything because he knew how valuable that pearl was. You know, there was nothing else that was worth anything more than that relationship, that Word of God. You know, and that's the part that we got to grab hold of, you know. And I shared that, like, and see, God puts people in your life, too. You know, and sometimes we don't recognize the value of the people that God placed in our life. And I shared with him about my wife. You know, how valuable she was in my life. And sometimes we don't recognize it until we're about to lose it. You know, and that's the part we got to be careful of. We got to be careful of that and being able to recognize the value of those things that God has given us. You know. So with that, we're about to come to a close for this verse of Proverbs. So we already went through chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Proverbs. Next week, we're going to get into chapter 3. the benefits of wisdom. The benefits of wisdom. You know, because see, we hear about these things and we shared a little bit about those wise experiences, us listening to the wisdom and how it manifests into our lives, you know. And last week we were talking about, I asked the question of, name a wise person in your life, and why were they wise? And I asked you that question. A wise person that's in your life or that you know, and why did you consider them wise?
From younger, and there's a reason that brought me close to him. I would say my friend Ramirez, and just some decisions that I would make, and that I just in my head I thought was okay because that's what I know. People look at me like I have two heads, like, bro, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm not doing that. And I'm looking at him like you know, you're not cool, you don't want me. There's the whole time he was safe, I was making dangerous decisions, you know, but even at a young age. Somebody must have been teaching him something that I wasn't taught.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
You know, I hear you say that, man, and it fills me with so much, and I shared this with him. You know, some of you guys that I know, you in particular, I know because of him, you know, and I had that relationship with him, you know, and I'm excited for his future, even though he might not even see how much God has in store for him if he begins to just trust. And I pray that you hear this right here, because God has something in store for you because you have a heart. You have a heart, brother, that God has given you. And there are so many lives connected to you that you have no idea. And I just pray that even as you hear this, that your spirit is touched, that you are moved, that God is speaking to you wherever you're at, just giving you a reminder of who he called you to be. Because there's so much wisdom inside of you that is yet to be set free. And I pray that we get an opportunity to see you walk fully in God's purpose for your life. We got another statement in our comments.
I got to jump in on that because for our media audience, they don't know this, but for those that are in the house today, you know that all those young men are like my children. And so I have to jump in and say this about Rainier and then about Jermaine, in that sometimes we get wisdom because we listen and to the godly counsel. In fact, we get it like that all the time. It will always come that way. But there is a gift of wisdom God has said he gives to us. And that gift of wisdom comes when we're very, very young. But there is a process to be able to walk in that wisdom. So what he does is, and if you read the people in the Bible, you'll see all of this. He will allow you to have the gift of wisdom, and then he'll let you go through all the trials that make you understand the gift. Because the wisdom comes with trials, tribulations, and the Holy Spirit. You don't just get wisdom. You just don't just get wisdom. So the gift, you've got it, but to be mature enough to walk in it, understand it and utilize it, comes the trials and tribulations. I'm saying that to say, Rami, if you're listening, Tremaine, because you're here, that the purpose God has for your life is ordained before you got here. And one of those things is the wisdom he wanted to give you, because that's why you're here right now, because you've been walking in the wisdom even if you haven't now acknowledged it.
You know, in family, we're about to close today. This verse of Proverbs, and as I said, we'll be back here next week to continue in Proverbs. We're going to go into chapter 3, and I pray that you be a part of it.
Even if you can't be here personally, we would love to have you to have some personal interaction. But if you can't, please tap in online, share with some of your friends, let them know what we're talking about here today, because we want you to be a part of what God is doing and will continue to do in the lives of those who love and seek Him out. And with that, I want to let you know, as we say all the time, that the word doesn't cost a thing, but you just put some time into it. However, ministry does cost, and if God has placed you in your heart for you to sow a seed, please sow a seed. Information is coming up on your screen where you can sow a seed. If you want to come in, be a part of what we're doing here, we have a health seminar coming up, a town hall meeting coming up next week on the 31st, Friday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're going to have some guest speakers here that's going to answer some questions, going to give some directions on the future of health and what you can do to be more healthy, to live a longer life. There's some questions, there may be some concerns that they can answer for you. So come be a part of that here at Harvest at 1101 Delaware Street this Friday of the 31st, right here from 6 to 8 o'clock. So tell a friend, let someone know, be a part of it. And on Sundays from 10:30 to 12, we're here. We have our Sunday service. Come be a part of it. We'd love to have you here. With that, I want to give Jermaine an opportunity to share something if he wants to share. But I do have a scripture from chapter 3 that I want to read that's going to lead us into next week. But Jermaine, if you have something to say, you want to share, please share.
I think I'm all good.
You good? Yeah. All right. With him being good, I'm going to hit you with this first scripture from chapter 3. And it says, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands, for the length of days and long life and peace they will add to you." So family, keep His word, keep His commandments. He ain't telling you what not to do. He just warning you what you shouldn't do. It's up to you to make the choice of what not to do. So we love you. God bless you. You have a blessed night. Have a blessed rest of your day. Keep His word at the forefront of your heart and use wisdom in everything you do. Not your wisdom, because what you know is only just limited. But use the wisdom of God, who is infinite. Amen. God bless you. We love you here at Harvest. And may God continue to cover you and keep you. Have a good night.
And go Birds.
No, actually, I should have a new team next year. I should have a new team next year. Yeah, my nephew should be in the league. So hopefully, I'm out of there. It's almost been 20 years I've been in the league. 2008. No way, man. I'm going to get it. Thank you. We're Roman. He's supposed to be here.
What's up, bro? Yeah. Y'all gotta hold it down Sunday. I ain't gonna be here.
What happened?
I said, y'all gotta hold it down on Sunday.
Nah, we need you. I hate to waste the time and watch them lose. That's gonna be a bad day for you, bro.
Yup, we'll send y'all a video on Broad Street. On to the Super Bowl. Your text on Sunday? Yeah. Oh, you did. Yeah. You did. I won't be here again Sunday. My cousin is coming. He bought a ticket in Philly. So he's coming down. Oh, shit.